Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3426B. Today's date is August 13th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Barack Obama Panics, Trump Showed the Deep State the Size of the Movement, Too Big to Rig. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits, but if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking like we've never seen before. Think about what Trump has been doing. He's been creating the counterinsurgency. Who created the insurgency? Barack Obama. Trump, I do believe, has been battling Barack Obama, his insurgency, this entire time. Yes, there's many other players that are involved in this. But think about what Trump did last night with Elon Musk. He showed the deep state players, he showed Barack Obama, look how big this movement is. This is a grassroots movement. This is not a paid for movement. And the people now are with me. And it's growing. And it's getting larger and larger every single day, which means the counterinsurgency is working. Now, of course, we know that Biden, Kamala Harris, and whatever other candidate they bring in, this is not going to be a grassroots movement. Remember, the deep state players, the only way they can actually win and convince the people that they're larger and they have the people behind them is to actually control the propaganda outlets, which is the media, control the election system, which is a cheating system, control Hollywood, control the corporations, because they use this as their bullhorn to convince you that their movement is much larger than it really is. And what's been happening is they have been losing the narrative in trying to convince the people, because the people, they are waking up. The people are seeing the truth. The people now are seeing what is actually happening compared to before when the people were asleep. The people didn't realize what was happening because, again, the deep state players, what did they do? They controlled the social media platforms. They controlled the fake news. They controlled Hollywood. They controlled the corporations. Everything that you saw, everything that you experienced, they were telling you, this is the way it is. Trump allowed the people to break free from this. When he first came out and said the news outlets, the mainstream media, they are fake news. Of course, people went, they're not fake news. That's ridiculous. But as time went on, as people woke up, what did they see? They saw the fake news. They saw how they're being lied to. When COVID hit, people really woke up during this period of time because what did they see? They saw the lies. They saw how they weren't being told the truth. And as time went on, people started to do their own research. People started to look at things very, very differently. People were basically snapped out of their deep slumber. And now we're at the point where the people do not believe what they're being told anymore. The people are no longer just believing what the fake news says. They are now pushing back. And this is a major problem for the deep state players, because the entire insurgency counted on this. See, the insurgency was to keep the people asleep. You just pay attention to the propaganda outlets. You just listen to Hollywood. We're going to manipulate the social media platforms. And whatever we tell you, that is the truth. Meanwhile, we're going to infiltrate the country. We're going to brainwash your children. We're going to transform the country the way you know it. And we're going to remove your rights every step of the way. You see, Trump stopped all of this. And now the people are awake. And now at the end phase of all of this, Trump is now showing the deep state players, look at my movement. Look what we have done. We have created a counterinsurgency. First, I got control of the military. I took control of the country. And now I woke up the people. You thought you had the edge. You thought you had the strength. You thought you were in control because you won the election. Well, actually, you didn't win the election. You actually cheated in the election. And you thought, wow, we actually did it. We were able to cheat in the election. We pulled it off and we won. But what they didn't realize, and what Obama didn't realize, is that everything they were about to do was going to wake up the American people. Every agenda that they were going to push following the 16-year plan was going to wake up every single American. Now, I'm not saying 100%, but along the way, and remember, people wake up at all different times, people were going to wake up. We're at the end part of this entire plan. And I do believe with the economy failing, with the country and the world going to war, with an event, which I do believe is going to happen in this country, more and more people are going to wake up. And right now, Barack Obama is panicking because what did they just experience? They just experienced the movement. They just saw how large the movement was. Now they're panicking. They know they can't win this with Kamala. They know they can't win this with Waltz. They just needed them because, again, they were a stepping stone to where they are really going to go. I do believe they're going to swap them out and they're going to put other players in because, again, you're going to need someone halfway decent that can get the votes from their base. Yes, they're going to depend on the illegals. That was baked in from the very, very beginning. They were going to use them with the mail-in ballots. You think these people are going to actually go to the polls? Absolutely not. So they're going to need someone that's halfway decent, halfway popular, where they can keep their base and they can have these people vote for these individuals. But again, this is going to fail in the end because once they swap Kamala out, once they swap Waltz out, what's going to happen? Whoever they bring, what I do believe is probably going to be Michelle or maybe Barack himself or Hillary Clinton, information is going to flow out and it's going to counter everything that they're trying to do. And the people, they're going to learn the truth. Because remember, Obama is Renegade. That's his United States Secret Service name. He gave that name to himself, which means traitor, turncoat. He's treasonous to this country. And I do believe Trump, he wants him front and center for all of this. And I think what he did, I think what Trump did, he just flexed his muscles and just said, look, I got the people now. It's too big to rig. You can try rigging it. You can try. Go ahead, make your move. But in the end, it's going to be way too big, which means Trump, the Patriots, they're forcing them down this path where they want them to go. Think about what they've been telling us. The FBI, CISA, they already came out and said, hey, the elections are vulnerable to some type of cyber attack. We know that Trump's campaign was cyber attacked. We know that they're going to blame this probably on Iran or maybe Russia or maybe North Korea, most likely Iran. You could see how this is building right now, because I do believe what Trump and the Patriots want, they want an event. They want something to happen. Why? Because they voted on the SAVE Act. Trump did this on purpose. It wasn't an accident. Hey, you know something? Let's put a bill into place right now, even though I know the Senate's not going to pass it. Let's just have the House pass it. Let it just sit there until when? until next year, the year after? No, I do believe what he did was, all right, he announced it. He showed that the D's are completely against it. They don't like it. It's not moving towards the Senate. The Senate's going to reject it. So the bill is sitting there in the House. When the event occurs, when the country is attacked, and they say, you know, a foreign entity is manipulating the elections, I do believe the bill that is sitting there will then move. The people will want it, which means the people will go, the elections will go to paper, which means the elections, they will use voter ID, and you have to show up in person, and the elections are one day, which means all those illegals, they will not be showing up to the party. And since the country was attacked, since the infrastructure was hit, who guards the election? Is it the same poll workers we always have? Yes, they might be involved, but I do believe this is going to be taken to the next step where we're going to see the National Guard, we're going to see local law enforcement, we're going to see the military guarding the election to make sure the elections are done the way they're supposed to be done. And I do believe this is all being set up, and I do believe this is forcing the deep state players down this path. And you can see Barack Obama right now with Kamala, Biden, the fake news. They are panicking like we've never seen before. Because think about it. Trump just went on to X, had a conversation with Elon, had something like a billion people listening to this or writing about it. This should tell you everything you need to know. And it just showed the entire world that the people are behind Trump. Now, Kamala Harris, she can do the same thing. Actually, Elon invited her onto X. Now, what happens if she only gets 20 million? What happens if she gets 10 million? What happens if she gets 5 million? You see, they don't want people to see this because, let me see, Trump got a billion. She's getting not even close to that. This would be a major problem for them. Remember, they don't want you to see the truth. They want to manipulate the truth to make you think that someone is much more popular than they really are. So do I think Kamala's going to go ahead and go on with Elon and it won't be scripted? I don't think they want to take the chance. I mean, it would be incredible if that actually happened. But I think about the risk in that. Now, they could do it so people see that she's a complete screw up and this might give them the opportunity to replace them. But I don't know if they're going to take it that far. And we'll have to see how that all turns out. But again, I do believe what Trump has just done. He's just shown the world, look, from a grassroots movement, I have the people behind me. The people are with me. And as we move down this path and the economy fails and we have an event in this country and we approach war, do you really want Kamala? Do you really want Biden? Do you really want these people controlling the country, telling you that this is what we need to do? Or do you want an individual that can usher in peace, a person that has the strength to actually deal with these people? I think the choice is going to be very, very clear. And I think it's this entire event, everything that we're seeing right now is going to wake up a lot more people. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this in the elections. But first, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi right now, because it looks like Nancy Pelosi's library visit might have violated IRS rules. So Pelosi visited the Central Enoch Pratt Free Library in Baltimore for a book tour. She appeared to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris while she was doing this. Representative Andy Harris put this out and said, why is Nancy Pelosi campaigning for a presidential candidate at a nonprofit organization such as the Pratt Free Library in Baltimore? There is supposed to be an IRS regulation that prohibits nonprofit organizations from engaging in elections. So the Pratt Free Library is a 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit organization, and as a result of this status, they are prohibited from engaging in political activity. And this is according to the IRS. So right now, it looks like Nancy Pelosi is in violation, and she should be investigated. Now, is this actually going to happen? Most likely not. Because you have to remember the criminal syndicate, they are in control of DC. They're in control of the IRS. They're in control of the FBI, DOJ. Do you really think they're going to investigate themselves? Absolutely not. I think we know by now that the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, they are in charge of DC. They're in charge of all these agencies. We're not at the phase where we're going to actually prosecute these people and bring them to justice. We're at the phase of waking people up. See, Trump, he already has control of the military. He has control of the country, making sure no harm comes to this country. And I mean a gigantic nuclear explosion that wipes out a city. And I do believe that Trump is in the process right now of waking up the entire country to take back this country. Because when you look at the Constitution, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, it is up to the people to take back the country. If you're going to sit there and wait for someone to come to your rescue, it's not going to happen. You must see this all play out. The people must wake up and they must say enough is enough. And I do believe this is going to happen because when you look at the borders, the people in the very, very beginning, when they opened up the borders, I mean, remember Trump was closing the borders. He was building the wall. All Biden had to do is follow that. Of course, Trump knew he was going to do the opposite. He wasn't going to build a wall, even though it was paid for. The people in the very beginning, they said, no, no, let's let the people in. They have every right to have the same lifestyle we have. So let's just let everyone into the country. But again, yes, we can let the people in, but they have to go to the port of entry. They have to be vetted. We have to make sure that the people that we're letting in benefit the country. Why would we want to bring in people that hurt the country? Why would we want to bring in human traffickers, child traffickers, criminals, terrorists? Why would we want to bring those people in? How do they add to this country? They don't. They actually subtract from this country, if you really think about it. And who's to blame for all of this? This is Biden, well, Kamala Harris, and you know there's other people behind that, but they're instructing them to do this. And what are people seeing? They're seeing crime after crime from illegals in this country. And now people are seeing that a pedophile who brutally raped and murdered an 8-year-old neighbor is set to go free thanks to woke California Juvenile Justice Law VP authored. And this goes back to Kamala Harris. Really think about this for a second. And if we go back to 2019, what did Kamala Harris want to do? She wants to free all criminal illegal immigrants. Attendee, I want to know, when you become president, would you be committing to close the immigration detention centers? Kamala, absolutely, on day one, on day one. So she wants to release everyone, all the criminals, out into the public. Isn't she doing this already? Aren't they doing this already? I mean, they're just shipping them in. What do you think the countries are giving us? They're giving us the worst of the worst. They're giving us those people that were in asylums. They're giving us the people that were in prison. That's what's being sent up here. And the deep state players, they're accepting all of this because, again, these people are their foot soldiers. Criminals want criminals in the country. And they're replacing the patriots of this country with the criminals. Because, again, they don't like the people of this country. They don't like the Constitution. They want the people removed from this country. They want the people controlled. They want the Constitution removed because with the Constitution, with the people, they can't do what they're instructed to do, and that is to destroy this country. Remember, their entire agenda is to destroy this country. It's not to help this country. The Oversight Project put this out and said, Border Czar lawsuit. We simply demanded that DHS.gov produce all documents that say Border Czar and Harris. If she wasn't the Border Czar, then there shouldn't be any documents that say Border Czar. Amongst other excuses, DHS says this request is too big a burden for them, which is absolutely ridiculous, which means they know that the documents say Border Czar and they don't want to produce them. That's pretty much what that means. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is just a couple of days ago when Trump was going out to Montana, his plane had mechanical failure. It looks like it was a hydraulic system. And it looked like Trump, he decided, you know something, I'm going to change out planes and I'm going to take a different plane to Montana. Now, very interestingly, he chose a very specific plane. And Liz Crokin explains on X and says, Trump's biggest troll yet. Over the weekend, he flew in the plane Jeffrey Epstein was arrested in by his DOJ. After President Trump's plane ran into mechanical issues over the weekend, he took a flight in a blue Gulfstream jet that was not only previously owned by Jeffrey Epstein. This was the plane he was arrested in. The plane, now owned by Threshold Aviation Group, had a decal placed on it that read Trump 2024. This was not Epstein's infamous Lolita Express. It was one of at least three other planes the sex trafficker owned. Epstein was arrested on this plane in July of 2019 at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey under Trump's Department of Justice. So that is very, very interesting. You think this was just done on purpose? Or do you think he's trolling all those people that went to Jeffrey Epstein's island? I do believe the timing of the information coming out against these people is timed perfectly. And I do believe when the time is right, you're going to see that information come out. And all these politicians, all the people out in Hollywood, those people that are running corporations, the corrupt politicians, I do believe people are going to see the truth. First, you show how these people are treasonous, how these people committed crimes. Then you bring in the other part of it, which will destroy them in the end. And I do believe Trump is definitely trolling them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that war is definitely approaching. You see things are getting worse and worse as time goes on. And I do believe this is not going to stop. And I don't think the Biden administration, I think Kamala Harris, I don't think they're going to be able to control this because, once again, if you look at the 16-year plan, what is their plan? Their plan is to bring us to war, but make it look like they're not the ones who are actually starting the war. Because, again, when you look at all of this, the optics have to be good. You can't make it look like, hey, we're the ones starting the war. Hey, we're the ones who are manipulating this. Hey, we're the ones telling the news to do this. Hey, we're the ones telling social media to censor someone. When the deep state does something, they do it so it seems like they have no part in it. They're not responsible for any of this. And remember, going back in time, when Trump first came into office, he was able to obliterate the Islamic State. Why? Because when Obama was in office, he took the control of bombing in Syria away from the military. He was calling the shots. He was telling the military, this is where I want you to bomb. That's where I want you to bomb. And by doing this, he allowed the Islamic State to expand in Syria. Remember, their entire mission was to overthrow the government of Syria. When Trump came into office, he basically took that action and gave it back to the military. And the military was then able to destroy the Islamic State. And Trump pretty much destroyed the Islamic State. Putin also was in there destroying the Islamic State. Now, what do we see today? Well, since Trump is no longer in the White House and the deep state players are doing what they do best, now we see the Islamic State, they're making a resurgence in Syria. Very interesting, isn't it? And U.S. forces are rushing to subdue a resurgence of the Islamic State in Syria. And once again, they are now growing. Isn't that interesting how all of a sudden they have the ability to grow? They're recruiting new militants and they are now using these people to commit suicide bombing. And they're doing everything that they did before. So we're starting to see it all over again. And think about it. Everything that Trump did, they are reversing. And the people now, they're seeing it very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Israel is on high alert. There are signs that Iran is about to attack. And all of a sudden, from anonymous sources, they're saying that Iran is signaling it's climbing down from the Israel attack. And they're saying that maybe Iran will not attack whatsoever. But to save face with all the Muslim nations, I do believe they're going to have to do something. Now, again, are they doing this to catch everyone off guard? I would say probably yes. Because again, you don't want people to know when they're going to strike. And if you've been preparing for the last week or so and you're preparing for a strike, what does Iran want? They want Israel and others to be off guard when they actually do strike. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting because I do believe in the end, what's going to happen is Iran is going to be front and center in all this. I do believe this is going to happen when most likely they swap out the candidates. I mean, if they're able to do it and if they're able to pull this off, I do believe when Michelle or Barack himself come into focus, I do believe Iran is going to be front and center. They're going to be front and center. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of information coming out about Iran, about Obama, about Hillary Clinton, and everything else. Because think about it, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, most likely what's going to happen? I do believe that we're going to have attacks on this country. I do believe it's going to be from foreign entities, most likely Iran. Maybe North Korea is involved in this. Maybe They'll say it's Russia. And remember, it's not really these countries. It's the deep state players that are actually doing this. But Trump, he can use this to his advantage and actually pull out documents, which he's already declassified. And this information could be leaked out and people could start to learn what Obama has actually done. And I do believe that Trump will have Obama, Hillary Clinton, exactly where he wants them. But let's see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting because think about it. Things are not going well for Tampon Tim or Tyrant Tim, whatever his new name is, because during COVID, think about what Trump did during that period of time. He allowed the deep state to use this virus. They created this plandemic and they told their installed puppets, listen, you don't have to follow the Constitution anymore. This is a special circumstance. So you could become the dictator you always wanted to become, and you can control the people. And if you look at a lot of the blue states, what did you see? You saw all these people go against the Constitution. They pretended it was suspended. They started making up their own rules and laws. And when you look at Tim Walz, he ordered police to shoot residents on their porches with paintballs during COVID. He didn't want people sitting on their porches. I mean, really think about this for a second. And he had these people shoot people. So think about it if this was a different type of situation. What happens when there's riots again? What happens when the situation is completely different and people are burning down and hurting people? What are these people going to do at that point? Because think about the power that they had during COVID. I mean, these people are dictators. And I think from what happened during COVID, I think the people of this country could see it very, very clearly. They weren't using logical sense. They weren't using science. They were just going full out dictatorship on the people. And the people, they were being herded like sheep. I mean, just look at Australia. Just look at New Zealand. Just look at Europe. That's what they were doing there. And they wanted the same thing here in this country. And the installed puppets thought that this was their time. But once again, that has all failed. And now all of this can be used against them. Remember, the Constitution isn't suspended. The Constitution just doesn't go away. You don't think the founding fathers knew about pandemics? You don't think they knew about disease? They would have put that in the Constitution. They went through this. They knew all about this. The medical industry was very, very different back then. So they knew all about this. And once again, you could see the deep state players. They decided this was their time. They were told it was their time. Remember, March 2020, we had Prince, or now he's the king, Charles. We had the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, all tell us this is the perfect time for the Great Reset, which gave the signal to all these people, now is the time to control the people. Their entire plan was to keep the people in their houses, trapped for about 10 years, because they told us it was going to take that long to get any type of vaccine or any type of cure. Even though Trump has told everyone that hydroxychloroquine, that would cure COVID. Ivermectin would cure COVID. But again, as soon as he mentioned hydroxychloroquine, what did the deep state do? They went all out and attacked hydroxychloroquine. That tells you everything you need to know right there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, let's talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view, Lakey told reporters. His personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder Method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey. Becky commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22 or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Is that Trump? He let everyone know that Kamala and Waltz, they had fake crowds at the plane. And what's very, very interesting is that CNN, they tried to debunk Trump's claims of AI crowds for Kamala. And Patriots Are Control put this out. When they showed the video with the crowds in there, just look at the shiny parts of the plane. How come you don't see the crowds at all? Isn't that interesting? And it's very easy to set up some type of video where you can actually fake it. And usually what happens is people that fake images and fake videos, they forget little things here and there. And especially if AI is creating it, if you look at a lot of the AI pictures, a lot of times the shadows are in the wrong place. Sometimes people have three arms. Sometimes the eyes and the mouths, they're all screwed up. Sometimes their noses are squished in. So again, when you're creating something, you need to look at the detail. You have to look at all the different parts of it. And I think people now are starting to see it. But again, now people are going to look closer and closer as they keep putting out this information of how big the crowds really are. And we'll have to keep an eye on this and start to really analyze what they're doing. Because when you look at the rallies, they set up these gigantic black curtains to hide the seats to make the crowds look a lot larger than they really are. And it's funny because they tried to blame this on Trump. They said, oh, this was his rally. But then eventually what happened was they realized, oh, no, this was Harris, and deleted that post. So again, you could see what they're trying to do here. And I think at this point, since Trump called them out, more and more people are going to look very, very closely at what's happening. And I wouldn't be surprised if people actually show up to all these events and actually film it to show people, okay, this is what I experienced, and look what they're telling you. I think we're going to see a lot of those videos. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Kamala, she was on the cover of Time. We know going back in time, we had Obama on the cover of Time. And of course, when Trump was on the cover of Time, it made it look like everything was doom and gloom. But again, when you go back to Kamala, they tried the same exact playbook. When she was running for president back in 2019, they had her on the cover of Time. They're doing the same exact thing. Obama is using the same exact playbook. Remember, Kamala is Obama's girl. He wanted her in there because he knew that she would do everything that he wants. Her father was a Marxist communist. She's a communist. And he knew that whatever he said would go. And what's very interesting, since they put Kamala Harris on Time, you would think that Kamala would do an interview with Time. Insurrection Barbie put this out and said, oh my God, Kamala Harris is declining an interview with Time magazine. What a freaking coward. She's going to hide from the media the whole time because she's too dumb to answer a single question off script. Wow. And I do believe the deep state players, they know this. They know if they allow her to go on news stations and they were asking questions and she didn't have the answers to them, it would be a complete and utter disaster. Remember, she's not truly the nominee yet. And they know this. And remember, no one really voted for her either. So they need to keep her sequestered as long as possible. And what's very interesting is that Dan Goldman, it looks like he got fact-checked when he was on Fox News because he was saying that Trump wasn't agreeing to the debates. He was afraid to debate. But once again, the original debate was with Biden. Biden said, okay, this is what I want. I want you to do this debate, and this is how we're going to do it. No audience. I'm going to get all the questions, and it's going to be my propaganda outlet network, and they're going to run it. So Trump agreed to that. Now, they did set up other debates, but once again, Trump already said okay to the first one. Now Trump wants Kamala, which is a different person, a different campaign, even though Biden really didn't end his campaign and Kamala's using the ID for Biden so that she can keep all the money. Once again, it's a new person and Trump saying, you know something? No, I would like to debate in a different format. Now, Kamala, just like Trump, where Trump agreed to Biden, Kamala should say, you know what? I can take you on anytime, any place, anywhere. You know why? Because I'm going to be president and the president has the ability to debate at any time, no matter what the format, just like Trump says. Trump always goes up against the hostile fake news. And Dan Goldman, he was being interviewed by Bear, and Bear said, no, he accepted three, September 4th, 10th, and 17th. Goldman said, no, he didn't. And Bear said, no, he did. And Goldman was just trapped in all of this. There was no way out of this for him. And once again, what everyone needs to do is you need to call these people on their crap. Remember, the days of the deep state controlling everything is coming to an end. Actually, you could see that very, very clearly with what happened on X. And I think the people are starting to realize the propaganda outlets, well, does anyone really need them anymore? No, they really don't, because they are no longer the news. And I think people are starting to see this. Now, the other thing, like we said from the very, very beginning, the entire campaign for Biden, now for Kamala, it is all paid for. This is not a grassroots movement. It is a paid campaign. And in the past, what they did is they used their fake news propaganda outlets. They used Hollywood. They used corporations. They used the corrupt politicians to make you think that everyone was for them. Those days are completely over. And you know what's interesting is that more and more influencers are coming out and they're reporting that the Kamala Harris campaign, they're trying to pay the influencers and they're also requiring an NDA so they don't talk about it. Wall Street Apes put this out and said TikTok influencer with 676,000 followers exposing Kamala Harris sent an email to her trying to pay her for support and requiring signing an NDA. So once again, here we have Kamala trying to get people to do her dirty work. Actually, it's not really Kamala. It's really Obamala. Now, the other thing that we find that's very interesting is we know that ActBlue is a money laundering outfit. We knew this going way back in time when BLM was rioting in the streets, destroying and burning the cities, because all that money that was donated to BLM, where did that go? That went to ActBlue, which then went into Biden's pockets for his campaign. And James O'Keefe, he exposed ActBlue, and this is what he put out on X. Texas donors shocked by unauthorized donations. I am not rich. I don't give that kind of money, says Janice Bosco of Horseshoe Bay, Texas, after discovering that ActBlue recorded 648 donations totaling around $16,000 in her name. Despite her disbelief, she hesitates to dispute the donations, not wanting to aid Republicans, stating, I don't want to dispute ActBlue. If we gotten by with that much money, I say hell yes, further fueling concerns about the legitimacy of ActBlue's fundraising practices. Karen Robertson, husband from Killeen, Texas, was equally stunned when he learned of over $12,000 in donations to ActBlue attributed to his wife, spread across 600 transactions. She's given them some, but that's it. Not $12,000, he says. Baffled by the discrepancy, only recalling small monthly contributions. In Marble Falls, Texas, Margaret Kaler's husband was shocked to learn that over 5,000 donations totaling $136,000 were made in his wife's names to ActBlue. When asked if she made the donations, he states, not that much money, noting that while she has donated in the past, the figures documented are far beyond what they recall. So is this laundering money? Oh, absolutely. And they got caught in it. Just like Harris, Kamala Harris, her campaign, they got caught in sponsoring Google ads. So when you start to look at this, it looks like it's an actual ad from AP or USA Today or CNN. But if you look at the top, the article is actually paid by Harris for president. So it's a campaign ad and they're trying to make it look like it's a news story. And here's some of the news stories. Here's from AP. VP Harris's economic vision, lower costs and higher wages. USA Today, Tim Walz military service, 24 years in the National Guard. CNN, who is Kamala Harris? Vice President Kamala Harris. So they're using the fake news and they're using it as if they're putting out these articles all for them, even though the Harris campaign is paying for it. I mean, really think about this. So Kamala Harris's campaign has been caught editing news headlines and descriptions within Google search ads to make it appear as if major publishers are on her side. This is absolutely unbelievable. Or is it? No, because again, they can't do anything on the up and up. They need to cheat, they need to steal, and they need to manipulate everything to make you think that this individual is much, much more popular than she really is. Everything that we're seeing about Kamala Harris is completely fake. Everything that we saw about Biden is completely fake. Everything that we're going to see about Obama is completely fake. And Trump, I do believe he just gave the middle finger to the deep state players, and I don't believe this is going to be the last one. Because think about it. He went on to X, and what did he show the deep state players? He showed the deep state, look, I have the people. This is a true grassroots movement. This is the counterinsurgency going up against your insurgency. And now they're panicking. So what did they do in the very, very beginning? Because they didn't want this to happen. They decided to have a massive DDoS attack. MJ Truth Ultra put this out and said, so here is a question that nobody is asking. There was a massive DDoS attack on X. Who or what has the ability to attack X? Whom has some of the brightest engineers in the world? We're not talking about some random people sitting in their mom's basement. This was the government interference of some kind from somewhere. Actually, it was the criminal syndicate. It was the deep state players. Now, it could have come from within the United States. It could come from foreign entities. But again, who was behind this? It was the deep state players. And what's very interesting is we know that the fake news, they went on an all-out attack against the conversation that Elon had with Trump. And actually, Elon came out and said, almost all of legacy media will trash the Trump conversation, thus driving total listeners probably past 200 plus million. And he was absolutely right. And when Trump was doing the interview, it looks like he was doing it from Mar-a-Lago. And guess who was by his side? It was Dan Scavino, the man who controls the internet. Very, very interesting. And we can see that not everyone was happy about this. And we see that there are certain groups that are taking action against Elon and Trump. I am meme, therefore I am, put this out on X and says, these people are desperate. American muckrakers filed a complaint with the FEC against Elon Musk, X Corp, the Trump campaign, and President Trump for an illegal campaign donation and for knowingly violating the law. This campaign event was hosted on X and used X corporate resources directly and indirectly. This is a violation of corporate donation to a federal registered candidate. Musk and X vowed during this event, Musk X would not host Trump's opponent, Kamala Harris. No, that's not what Musk said. He actually said, yeah, Kamala Harris, you can come on here anytime you want. And did she? No, she declined the invitation. But what's very interesting is that Harris Waltz, they put out a statement because they're panicking right now. Because once again, they realize how powerful this is going to be. And this is what they put out. Right now, Elon Musk is interviewing Trump live on Twitter. We're not calling it X. Does anyone really care? No. It's not enough that Musk has pledged to donate millions of dollars to help reelect Trump. He's using his purchased platform, one of the largest social media sites in the world, to spread Trump's unhinged and hateful agenda to millions of users. If that's all you need to hear, chip in $25 now to help Kamala and Tim have the resources to respond to their lies. Otherwise, let us remind you why this is a big deal. The richest person in the world is a lackey for Team MAGA. Oh, really? What about Zuckerberg that gave millions and millions for the Tea Party? What about Google, YouTube, and the rest? What about Reid Hoffman? What about all the other people? That's very interesting. Cash Patel for the win put this out on Truth and said, so when Zuckerbucks dumped $400 million in cash into the latest election cycle and had his bajillion-dollar company Facebook censor the truth for election rigging purposes, where was the outrage from Harris and the mainstream media? They are all wed to the lie. Absolutely. And then we had the Washington Post reporter actually tell the government, which is part of the criminal syndicate, they're all part of the criminal syndicate, actually probably dictating orders, you need to censor Trump, you need to censor this. What can the president or the resident do to censor Trump and Elon? Mike Davis put this out and said, truly pathetic, Cleve Woodson. You are a White House reporter for Washington Post, and you think your job is to collude with the White House press secretary to censor Americans with whom you disagree? Do you understand how dumb and dangerous you sound? You're truly shameful. And again, we have a constitution. The White House can't do anything because, again, the contract is with we the people to our secretaries. You must do what we say. And part of it is you shall not infringe on our speech. So the White House can do nothing. So basically, these criminals are saying, let's censor people in this country. Really think about that for a second. Absolutely unbelievable. But Elon Musk and Trump, they had a conversation and they talked about the assassination. They talked about illegal immigration. They talked about inflation and everything was pointing to Biden and Kamala Harris, how they were destroying the country. They were talking about international situation. They were talking about the Department of Education, where Trump says we would like to get rid of the Department of Education. We need to get rid of it because, again, this is actually in an indoctrination department. And I do believe we need to get rid of many, many other departments. They talk about global warming, lawfare, Biden, Kamala, and how the media rewrites history, how war is coming. And the conversation wrapped up, Trump pointed out that neither Biden nor Harris could sustain a two-hour interview. And he's absolutely right. And Elon said, listen, I am a moderate Democrat, and that for the good of the country, Trump must win the election. And I do believe you're going to see a lot more moderate Democrats come on the side of Trump because it's common sense. And I think people are going to wake up to this. I think a lot of people have already woken up to this. And I think as the country heads towards the presidential election and we start to see the economy completely implode, we see an event in this country and we see war, I think we're going to see a lot of the moderate Democrats start to say, you know something, enough is enough. I'm not going along with this anymore. And I think as time goes on, more and more people are going to come to the side of Trump. Actually, already, people now see the movement. People see how large it is. Trump just gave the finger to the deep state players. But during the conversation, it looks like Trump and Elon, they mentioned something about unions, about what happened with Twitter. And during the interview, Trump made a statement regarding striking workers, suggesting that companies should have the right to make tough decisions about their workforce. You want to quit? They go on strike. I won't mention the name of the company, but they go on strike and you say, well, that's okay. You're all gone. You're all gone. So every one of you is gone, Trump said. And all of a sudden, the United Auto Workers Union has filed a federal labor charges against Trump and Elon Musk right now. And of course, you understand what this is all about. They're trying to put a lot of pressure on Trump and Elon. Of course, they didn't mention any names. They didn't say anything. And of course, again, this was done on purpose. And where do you think this lawsuit's going to go? It's going to go absolutely nowhere, but they want them to spend money. But I do believe in the end, this is going to fail just like everything else is going to fail. And when you look how many people were listening to this conversation, Elon put this out and said, combined views of the conversation with Trump and subsequent discussion by other accounts now approximately 1 billion. That should tell you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that his campaign, it was cyber attacked. And I do believe this is now being built up to make us believe that cyber attacks are a common thing that's happening right now, right before the presidential election, because I do believe they're going to be using a cyber attack for the election to actually either delay it or to manipulate it some way to make it look like a foreign government manipulated the results. So this way they don't have to certify. But the other thing that's really interesting is that a Trump campaign office in Northern Virginia was burglarized. So this has been happening quite often, not just to Trump, but to many different headquarters that are conservative. And it's happened out in California. It's happened in Florida and many other places. But the suspect was caught on surveillance video and he was showed to be carrying a backpack and wearing a black baseball cap. And it looks like he was stuffing items into his bag, which is most likely he's going to leak out later on, because I think that's why they were in there. And this is why Trump's campaign was cyber attacked, because they leaked that information out to the press. So once again, you can see they're trying to stop him, but everything they're trying to do is completely failing. And what are they going to find? Absolutely nothing, as usual. Now, we could see that the pollsters, they are now trying to manipulate everything, of course, to make it look like Kamala is doing really, really well. And this is what the deep state does. They use the fake polls. They use their fake news medias. The fake pollsters, they're part of the criminal syndicate. Just go back to 2016. Nothing's changed. Actually, it's gotten worse. And right now they have an embargo happening right now, and they're really not putting out the polls. And Trump responded to this and said, a major and highly respected pollster, and Trump is talking about Rasmussen reports, says, don't let the embargo of other polling fool anyone. Democrats are in real trouble. Fake polls are changing their methods and standards from 3 weeks ago. Highly inaccurate, dishonest. And that's exactly what they're doing. And Trump just confirmed that completely. Now, the other thing that's absolutely unbelievable, I just had Mark Fincham on. He was going to the trial with Tina Peters. And Tina Peters, she was found guilty on 7 of the 10 charges. Now, again, she was exposing election fraud. And of course, what does the deep state do? They attack her for almost everything except for election fraud, her exposing that. Just like the January 6 prisoners, they brought charges against those individuals that had nothing to do with insurrection. And it's an absolute travesty. George put this out and said, in an absolute travesty of justice, the jury in the rigged trial of Tina Peters found her guilty on most major charges brought against her for simply preserving the records on the Dominion voting machines after the 2020 election. The judge refused nearly all of her witnesses and excluded virtually all her defenses. Sound familiar? And she was found guilty on almost everything. Absolutely unbelievable. But again, we're dealing with the deep state. We're dealing with criminals. And this is what you can expect. I do believe she will appeal, and this will be brought up to another court, the Court of Appeals. And I do believe in the end, this will be overturned. But as the elections approach, we can see the deep state players, they're trying everything they possibly can to cheat in the next election. And when we look out in Pennsylvania, the PA Department of State put out a very strange post, and it says the following. This post might have caught your attention and made you wonder, why doesn't PA have full results on election night? The answer, because state laws say counties cannot begin processing mail-up ballots until 7 a.m. on election day. Well, that's not really an excuse. We used to have the results at the end of the day when we started at 7 a.m. Other countries can do it. D.C. Drainer responded to this and says, Pennsylvania Democrats refuse to change the law that prohibits counting mail-in ballots until election day. This means PA doesn't know the election results on election night. There's only one reason they do this, so they can see how many ballots they need to stuff to make the Democrats win. Shame on PA and their rigged third world elections. And he's absolutely right. We've seen this before. This is their tactics and this is what they use. But there might be a reason why they're doing this, and we know why, because Trump has the people and they realize with their candidates, they cannot win. And Eric Daugherty put this out and said, new GOP voters are outnumbering new Dem voters in Pennsylvania 4-1 during Kamala's honeymoon month. And when you look at this, Republicans up 252,000, Democrats down 19,000. That should tell you everything you need to know. But the New York Times, they just said the quiet part out loud. We've always known that they were going to use the illegals to try to cheat in the election. Melissa Holman put this out and says, the federal government is processing citizenship requests at the fastest clip in a decade, moving rapidly through a backlog that built up during the Trump administration and the coronavirus pandemic. At ceremonies in the courthouses, convention centers, and sport arenas across the country, thousands of immigrants are becoming new American every week and becoming eligible to vote in a time for a presidential election this fall. Naturalization applications typically spike upward in the approach to an election. The surge in naturalization efficiency isn't just about clearing backlogs. It's potentially reshaping the electorate merely months before a pivotal election. And that's what they're trying to do. But again, they're not going to be able to pull this off because, again, they're not going to be able to actually get all the people they need. That's why they need the mail-in part of this. And I do believe this is where this is going to fall apart in the end. Because, again, once they have some type of cyber attack, once they try to delay the election, once they say Trump manipulated the election and there's an event, I do believe that's what the SAVE Act is sitting there for, because I do believe Congress then is going to pass it, or they're going to push it very, very hard, or the military is going to say, you know something, we're going to have to step in. We got to make sure that everyone is a citizen. Everyone votes in person. We're going to have to count it in one day because, again, the country was attacked. And the people, I do believe, will be completely on board with this. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, would you support or oppose your state government doing an audit of voter registration and removing all non-citizens from the rolls? Support, 66% Democrats. Independents, 83% support it. GOP, 86% support it. All voters, 78% support this. And with the existing laws, each state now can go and order the information from DHS to find out who, from their voter registration, who is a citizen and who is not. Actually, American First Legal already showed us the way. Now, I do believe the state should be doing this, but then again, will they do it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see Barack Obama, as soon as Trump went back onto Twitter, all of a sudden, Obama started to panic. And he decided to post something on X. And he says, I've read some great books over the last few months and wanted to share some of my favorites. Let me know if you have any recommendations for books I should check out. So this is the reading list, and I do believe he's sending a message to other players. And here are some of the titles of these books. There's Always This Year, On Basketball and Ascension. Didn't we hear the word ascension before? Absolutely. Everyone Who Is Gone Here, The United States, Central America, and the Making of a Crisis. Headshot. The God of the Woods, Martyr. So really think about what is being said right here. Is he instructing someone to do something or to have an event? But he did mention the word ascension, which reminds me of two posts, which is 4963 and 4966. It says, this is November 18, 2022, and it says, Runbeck, Dominion, S. Secretary of State offices, investigators, researchers, whistleblowers, patriots in trusted positions, trust yourself, you have seen the truth, time to show the world, focus, focus, ascension. 4966, what is coded in your DNA? Who put it there? Why? Mankind is repressed. We will be repressed no more. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information is power. How do you protect your DNA? There is a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. Ascension. Ascension, the act of rising to an important position or a higher level. So is he trying to tell someone to move to a higher level and carry out something? Maybe, maybe not. That is very, very interesting. And think about it. And Robbie Starbucks pretty much explains the whole thing here. If they'll go through all of this trouble and commit a cybercrime just to stop the public hearing for Elon Musk and Trump, then they're willing to do much, much worse to steal the election. Do not get complacent. Volunteer at your polling place. Be the solution. So if they're going to cyber attack a conversation, do you think they'll do something during the elections? Absolutely. And how do we know this? Well, very interestingly, Politico put this out and said, the nation's best hackers found vulnerabilities in voting machines. So some of the best hackers in the world gathered in Vegas over the weekend to try to break into voting machines that will be used in this year's elections, all with an eye to helping officials identify and fix vulnerabilities. The problem? Their findings will likely come too late to make any fixes before November 5th. You think this was timed perfectly? So let's think. Trump, let's say we use their systems. Trump wins the election. They report there was a cyber attack from a foreign entity, even though it's going to be the deep state players. They say the machines were hacked, maybe before, maybe after. They manipulated the results. They cannot be trusted. They'll bring up the report from what happened in Vegas saying, yes, look, we have the report. These machines, they were not fixed. So the elections, they were not safe. They were not secure. We cannot trust the results. We cannot certify. You could see already how they're preparing this narrative. The FBI CISO already came out and let everyone know that if the election systems are hit, it could screw with the election results. Now they're reporting on this. This is how you build the narrative up. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared for this. This is why he had Johnson come out to Mar-a-Lago, give a speech about the SAVE Act, have Congress vote on it. They passed it. And now it's just sitting there waiting. Because once again, if the election results were manipulated, let's go back in person then and vote again. And let's do it with paper. Let's do it with voter ID. And let's make sure that the military is protecting the vote. I do believe Trump is setting this up because he knows exactly what the deep state is planning to do. And remember, they're planning to use the cyber attack, not just for the election. Yes, that's very, very important because they can't allow Trump to win. They're also using it to bring down the financial institutions. They're also using it to create chaos in this country. They're also using it to bring us to war. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they got the deep state where they want them. Remember, Trump just showed the deep state players, look, I have the people. Look at this movement. It's too big to rig, which is forcing the deep state down this path. Because what doesn't the deep state want? They don't want Trump to win, and they don't want him to put all of his policies into place. See, now the people are behind him. So to push these policies is going to be very, very easy. And remember, he is on a winning streak now with endorsements. And I do believe he's going to change the fabric of the House and the Senate. And I do believe the people are going to be on his side, and he's going to have the ability to introduce the GOP platform. He wants to seal the border and stop the migrant invasion, carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. He can deputize the police. They know where they are. End inflation and make America affordable again. Make America the dominant energy producer in the world by far. Stop outsourcing and turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower. Large tax cuts for workers and no tax on tips. Defend our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our fundamental freedoms, including freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms. Prevent World War III, restore peace in Europe and the Middle East, and build a great Iron Dome missile defense shield over our entire country, all made in America. End the weaponization of government against the American people. Stop the migrant crime epidemic, demolish the foreign drug cartels, crush gang violence, and lock up violent offenders. Rebuild our cities, including D.C., making them safe, clean, and beautiful again. Strengthen and modernize our military, making it, without question, the strongest and most powerful in the world. Keep the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Fight for and protect Social Security and Medicare with no cuts, including no changes to the retirement age. Cancel the electric vehicle mandate and cut costly and burdensome regulations. Cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, radical gender ideology, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, and political content on our children. Keep men out of women's sports. Deport pro-Hamas radicals and make our college campuses safe and patriotic again. Secure our elections, include same-day voting, voter identification, paper ballots, and proof of citizenship. Unite our country by bringing it to a new and record levels of success. And this is what the deep state doesn't want. Because remember, his agenda is to make America great again, to put America back on track. He wants to reverse everything the deep state has been doing throughout this entire time. Remember, there was no Republican or Democratic Party. It was a uniparty. Trump is an outsider right now. This is why you see the Republicans turning on him. This is why you see the fake news, the deep state players, all of them turning on him. Because they don't want America to thrive. They don't want the people to thrive. They don't want the people to ascend. Really think about this for a second. Trump, he wants to show the world it doesn't have to be this way. And I do believe the people are seeing it. The people are going to vote for him. And Trump, just going on Elon, just showed the deep state that this movement is much, much bigger than you can imagine. And nothing is going to stop this. Nothing. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.